Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Today I want to make another special program. Kind of an old-fashioned program. I even have a couple of my old ads about meditation. A very special program to see if I can help you. See, what happens to people is the same thing that happened in the Garden of Eden. Adam fell. And when he fell, he began to devolve. He changed. Adam changed from being a bright-natured, perpetually regenerating creature, very spiritual. He fell to being an animal that had to reproduce by reproduction. So he fell. It was a big fall. Adam could have lived forever, but he fell because of several reasons. One, of course, he was ambitious. Secondly, he didn't really love God. He didn't love Eve. He was selfish. Maybe that's the most important thing. He was selfish and he was gullible. Selfish and gullible. See, I don't want to be too hard on old Adam because, you know, if you were in the Garden of Eden, you would have done the same thing he did. And if you were Eve, you would have done the same thing she did. Because he had no idea what he was getting into. No idea. Isn't that what happens to us? You know, you get involved with some person, maybe a married man or a married lady, or you get involved with some drug or with some bad people. But to you, they don't seem bad. They seem fun, having a fun and a good time and exciting. Okay, but something warns you. You have a little warning in your mind. In your heart, you know, you shouldn't get involved. And probably you have a true friend that says, hey, don't get involved with those people. Don't get involved with that guy. He's married. But you didn't listen. She began playing footsies with the drug dealer or the drugs or the something or other or the person. And before you know it, what? Hell. Hell built itself around you. You found yourself in hell. See? Because of your decision. See, at the time you made a decision. It seemed exciting, and you had an alternative. You had a choice, and you made a decision, but then you had hell. Here's another example. You, maybe a nice young lady hears, well, you should have a career. You don't need to get married. You don't need to have kids. Just have a career and be free, and be free to have all the sexual promiscuity you want, and parties, and just have a good time and lay on the beach and get a massage and see and have power. Well, it sounds exciting, doesn't it? So you went for it, okay? And so you spent years of your life sitting in college classrooms, and then you spent years in corporations, and then years later, you look at your life and you see that you've missed out on something. So then maybe you try to make it good. You rush to get married, rush to have kids. But because the motive is no longer pure, see, it could have been sweet had you always gone the right way. It could have been sweet. And then you could have maybe even had a career. See, there's different reasons for doing things. And the difference makes all the difference in the world. If it comes to you naturally without scheming, without planning, without going for temptation, if you're not responding to temptation, but it just sort of unfolds, then you find yourself successful and prospering and happy. But if it's done ambitiously or resentfully, then the result is just the opposite. Well, that's what happened to Adam. He went for it, not so much resentfully, but ambitiously, and he brought hell upon earth. And In each of our lives, we have falls like that. So now the thing is, you have to see how to recover from your fall.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back. My name is Roland. We're talking about the fall in the Garden of Eden and how each of us in our own life, we fall. We make mistakes. We get involved with things and we didn't know what we were getting into. But you sort of did, didn't you? You had warnings. Maybe even your conscience warned you, what you knew in your heart. But you didn't heed it. You doubted it. Well, the same thing happened to Adam. He knew in his heart what was right. God had said, you know, don't eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But Adam doubted it. He doubted. And the serpent said, hey, did God really say that? And, hey, you're not going to die. You're going to be like a god. So Adam was excited by that, and he went for it. But you see, temptation, here's what I want to say. I want to say two things. Number one, temptation is always there. It's always there in other people, in your wife, in your so-called friend, in the culture, in the media, in other people. It's always there. And even in your mind, see, you can suggest something in your mind, something naughty, something exciting, okay? And so there it is. So it's always there. So you have to learn how to observe it and see it for what it is and dismiss it or let it go. See? But the other thing is that what I was going to say is that temptation has a purpose. Evil has a purpose. It does. And the purpose of evil is to test people, to see just who they really are. See, if there were no, like one man said so very well, he said, if there was no danger, then there could be no courage. See, the lion tamer needs the lion to develop his skills and his courage. And so temptation is there to test our character. See? And most people are found wanting. Now, a lot of men marry their temptation. A lot of men marry their temptation. They go for some lady who was like his mother or who supported his ego. See the pride thing? But with her, he felt like he could be a big man, see? So he was excited the way she supported his ego, and so he married her. Well, okay, so there you have it. But is that bad? No, it's not bad. It can have a happy ending. Because, well, once he's married, within the confines of marriage, then all of a sudden he realizes that he's gotten in more than what he had bargained for. See? He finds out there's a lot more to marriage than it's not just party time and eating food and, having a good time. And so now he has to learn some lessons. If he doesn't learn them, then he fails. And she doesn't respect him. And he becomes ruined, and often there's a divorce or something. Or she rules the roost, and he becomes a nothing. She becomes everything, and he becomes nothing. But if he starts to learn some lessons, develops character, learns what is required of a man, okay? And then he develops those beautiful virtues of long-suffering and patience and courage and honor and dignity, see, and patience, then she can respect that. See, a lot of men, you don't realize how women have contempt for you even your own wife. See, sometimes, of course, it's all hidden. It's underneath. And she feels guilty for it, so she's extra nice to make up for the guilt, but she has contempt. See, a lot of women have contempt for men because the men they've known have been dogs or weak. See, weak, selfish, insecure, like big kids. She doesn't respect him. She doesn't respect those men. Or they took advantage. See, a lot of ladies have known men who took advantage. And often her father wasn't there for her, so she resented him. So ladies have a lot of anger toward men. And often contempt, utter contempt for the sniveling dogs that men become. So you have to see that. And I know it's a bit sobering, but that's the reality. So what you have to do then is to find out what it means to be a man. Start developing some character. So you can be so you're respectable. See, you can't just run around with your baseball cap on backwards and sit around watching basketball games all the time and, you know, stuff like that. Of course, going to work is nice and earning a paycheck is nice. That's all nice. But much more is required of you. You have to develop character so that you can be respected and perhaps one day loved. So now we're talking about the fall. Okay? So now you see how the man fell. And you see a man devolving in his own lifetime. You see him devolve in marriage. He becomes a nothing. You see him devolve mentally, physically, in every way. Once he was a bright, courageous young man, and now look at him. See? And the lady devolves through, too. She devolves through her hate. Through her hatred of him and her resentment of him. So we must put a stop to that and stop devolving and start growing in a positive way and becoming the person you were always meant to be. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. So to start living properly and stop making wrong decisions and to start to be the noble lady that you were meant to be and the noble man that you were meant to be, okay, and to solve your relationship issues, perhaps even live happily ever after, you need some knowledge and a perspective. And you're not going to get it in school. You are not going to get it in school. And you're not going to get it in the average relationship book or marriage book or from the average relationship expert. Sure, they have some clever advice, sometimes good advice, but more is needed. See, human beings are spiritual. We're part heaven and part earth. We're spiritual beings. We're not just animals. So you have to learn how to relate to people. See, as spiritual beings, okay? Your wife, your children. And so you have to remember that you're talking about a metaphysical being, okay? And that's why you men, when you have trouble with your wife, when she's angry at you, see? She's angry at you and you don't know why. Why is she angry at me? So you bring her flowers and chocolates and she's just as angry, even more angry. Well, it's because she's trying to tell you something. She needs something from you. She needs you to be a real man. She needs you to be respectable. She needs for you to stop using her temptation, to correct her temptation rather than using it. See, what you do is you pull the hell up in her. See, women have a dark side. And when you pull upon your, when you crave, when you have this deep psychic craving for ego support, see, from the woman, then you call upon that in her. And then it rises, and it, yes, it does support your ego, but then it gives her a hard time, and it makes your life into a living hell. See, hell rises. Hell rises, and then hell rules. So we don't want to have that. So what you want to do is be coming from the bright side, from the good side. And then you bring her over to your bright side. Because if you don't, then she'll drag you over to her dark side, you see? And the kids will suffer. So now we're talking about the fall. So I said this would be a classic program, one of my classic programs where I talk about meditation, so let me do that. See, the little meditation that I have is useful. Okay, here's what happens when we fall. Now, have I convinced you that people fall, devolve? See, instead of getting better, they're getting worse. See, instead of becoming more noble, more graceful, more kind, more patient, wiser, see, they're getting more selfish, more petty, more resentful, more bitter, more angry, more judgmental, more sensual. See? More confused. So therefore, people fall. And I've given you some hints as to why it happens. But here's the mistake that people make when they fall. They don't want to see that they fell. When you make a mistake, when you make a wrong decision, when you've been doing something wrong for years and now you see you've wasted all these years of your life. See, or when you suddenly realize that your husband wasn't all that bad, but you gave him a hard time and then he left, or your wife was actually a nice lady and you gave her a hard time and then there was a divorce, and you see that your kids were good kids, but you were too harsh with them. You didn't have understanding, or you didn't have time for them. When you see these mistakes, it's painful. Okay? But even as you go out in your everyday activities, you probably fail a thousand times a day. A thousand times, probably more than a thousand. See, in each little moment, instead of being patient, you become a little bit irritated, a little bit impatient, a little bit angry, a little bit judgmental. See, a little bit leaping to conclusions, a little bit greedy, a little bit selfish, a little bit phony. See, in hundreds or thousands of little moments each day. And so each of those is a fall. A fall. Okay? And in the fall, you fall, but you don't want to see that you fell. So what do? You develop the habit of escaping into your thoughts, into imagination, into planning and scheming and daydreaming and worrying and thinking about the future and fantasy and fantasies of revenge and fantasies of romance. You fall into the thoughts and imaginations and you hide there. So you don't have to see that you fell. But then when you're hiding there, then you make more mistakes. So the important thing is to learn how not to fall, to see yourself make a mistake, okay, but then just see it and don't escape from seeing it. That's the secret to life. Hello, this is Roland. If you're like most people, then you spend a lot of time lost in your imagination. For example, worrying. What do they say? 95% of the things we worry about never happen anyway? Or is it 99%? But what do? We worry. Why? Because we're escaping from, we don't want to see that we failed, is what it boils down to. So we have developed a habit, a lifelong habit of escaping into thought and imagination and daydreams. So, the first thing, if you want to wake up and smell the coffee, wake up and smell the roses, come back to the beautiful present, and refind the self you were meant to be by living from your intuition, moving spontaneously and impelled intuitively by what you know in your heart, okay? Then all you need to do is get out of being lost in thought. And my meditation can help with that. Visit SheddingShackles.com and look for the easy meditation or the free meditation. Give it a try. It's only 5 minutes long. Could do you a world of good. Now let me put it all together for you. Why you need to meditate with my meditation. Because you have developed a habit of escaping from reality, from the plain and simple truth about your failing, your failure to be patient, to be kind, to be noble, to be gracious, to be unselfish, to say the right thing or do the right thing, but instead, you became angry, you became emotional, it's a failing, it's a fall, or judgmental. And then we escape from it and hide in thinking and daydreaming with the help of cigarettes and marijuana and alcohol and drugs and music. Music helps you to drift away and escape into the music. And the music tempts you. The music is a temptation. It serenades you. It makes you feel wonderful and glorious, as if you were great, as if you were good, as if you were God, when the opposite is the truth. So after you fail, after you've been impatient with your wife, or you've been selfish, or you were impatient with your children, or you were hateful toward your husband, or you were a little bit phony, or you cheated a little bit on something, then here comes the music to soothe you and to tell you how wonderful you are. There's all kinds of music and all kinds of organizations, and their job is to try to make you feel okay about yourself the way you are. And you may have experienced some of them. And they're so phony. Maybe if you're not in too bad a shape, you go and get involved and you see how phony they are and you back off. But when you get really bad shape, then you will crave something to support your ego, to make you feel good, and something that accepts you just as you are. So you have to stoop very low to find someone who's so low that they accept you just as you are. Okay? You won't see how phony they are because your ego eats it up, because that's what you want. So now what you must do is learn to do the opposite. When you fail, just see it. Don't run from it. When you're in reality, in the moment, in the present, God's light is there. God's light is not down in the imagination. It's not down in your daydreams or your fantasies or your pipe dreams, or your worries, or your doubts, or your fears, or your plans and schemes, or your thinking, or your studying. It's not there. God's light is in reality. And that's where your soul needs to live. You need to come up to the higher ground. I was watching a video about, traffic situations and how to handle them properly, and one of them was somebody was driving, had driven into some rushing water. All of a sudden there's water rising all around him. Okay? And the video said to get to, if you can, then get to higher ground. Get out of your car and get to higher ground. Because the water keeps rising, and then eventually the car is up to the side and then up to the top, and then it's not good, so you need to get to higher ground. You need to get out of the thoughts, out of the rushing thoughts and daydreams and pipe dreams and worries and doubts and fears and fantasies and illusions. And so instead of escaping, go the opposite way. Stay in the moment. So a lot of you need a little help learning how to stay in the moment, close to God's light. Because then you can see your error. And then there's a little bit of pain. It's a little painful to see your error, but don't resent seeing it. Just see the error. Don't resent it. Just see it. Okay? But you know there's a magic in that. There's a magic. Because the part of you that is observing the wrong or the error, that part of you loves the light and loves the truth and grows in the light and is nurtured by the light. That part of you which has always been submerged. You've always submerged your true self down in your daydreams and pipe dreams and fantasies and worries, Now you must go to higher ground and then observe the error without resenting it, without resenting yourself, and then magic happens. There's a distance between you and the error. And now you're not escaping the light because you love the light and you stay in the light. And then the light changes you. That's the magic. God's light changes you. See, like, you know how a beautiful plant grows toward the sun, puts its leaves up and gathers the sun and grows and then makes beautiful flowers? Well, you were meant to live in God's spiritual sun. And receive, your soul was meant to receive His light. And when it does, then you grow to be the beautiful being you were always meant to be. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's program. I said you have to get to higher ground. In other words, you need to get out of your thinking. See, when you're down there lost in your thinking and imagination, studying and worrying and fantasizing and whatever you do down there in your mind, you eventually get submerged down there, so it's like you're drowning. It's like you're under the water. And you become subject to all the things in the water. So if there's sharks in the water and crocodiles and so forth, well, you're subject to them. But if you could come out of the water and come up to the surface where the sun is shining, see, and get to higher ground, then you're no longer submerged in all of that negativity down there. And that's what it always becomes, doesn't it? Okay, our dreams start off with pipe dreams of glory and romance and so on, but eventually as life proceeds, then our daydreams become more like nightmares. All of our worries and doubts and fears and so on. So what you need to do is to find that higher ground. Okay? You know, you can get busy. You can snap out of your thinking and get busy and do something or go help someone. You know, get active. That helps, of course. And just simply seeing that you're lost in thinking, well, that helps you to snap out of it. But maybe the best thing of all is the meditation. In fact, that is the best thing of all. Because my meditation helps you to snap out and find a little bit of mental distance from those thoughts. So you're no longer lost in the thoughts. Now you're observing the thoughts. Very important. Very simple. It's a little technique. You can learn it in 6 minutes. I have a free one. You can get it for free at SheddingShackles.com. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's program. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.